is Thanks for the Memory, and your host, Bob Matchless.
And that was Frank Mackay saying, and here's your host, Bob Matchless. And here I am. And here are Orrin Tucker and his orchestra, and wee Bonnie Baker, and a World War I hit that was an even bigger hit in World War II. A one-word title, Billy. Memory, the time is 9 minutes past seven, and that was wee Bonnie Baker singing with Orrin Tucker, Billy. I guess that Bonnie Baker had other hit records, although that's the one with which she's most identified. Now, here comes a perplexing question. Are you or are you not my loved one? Are you or are you not my loved one? Or, as Louis Jordan puts it in the language of the day, is you is or is you ain't my baby?
I got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby? babies find somebody new? Or is my baby still my baby true?
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? From Louis Jourdan. The sunny side of the street is always a nice place to be, especially when you're joined by Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee. So let's cross over and join them now.
Time with the Benny Goodman Band on the sunny side of the street. If you study Cole Porter's songs at all, you'll notice that Porter had a fondness for songs that were built around analogies, like You're the Top. Well, you know how that song goes. Well, Porter used this device in several songs, one of which was revived for a late 70s musical starring Burt Reynolds, of all people. It's a good Porter song, not a great Porter song, but a good Porter song. And several artists did record it, including Glenn Gray and his Casa Loma Orchestra. And at 7:16, here's that record now.
Thank you. it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mob? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of? Or is it at long last love?
Love from the Glen Grey and the Casaloma Orchestra. Well, it's 90 minutes past 7 on Thanks for the Memory. A few weeks ago, I played you Artie Shaw's classic recording of Begin the Begin from 1938. Well, when MGM decided to produce the Broadway melody of 1940, someone had the bright idea of contracting Shaw to recreate the number as a backing for Fred Astaire and Eleanor Powell. We screened the Broadway melody of 1940 as a supporting feature at the Bing Crosby Society a year or so back, and I have to tell you that the Begin the Begin is the highlight of the film, as fresh and exciting today as it was almost half a century ago. Tonight I have the actual soundtrack recording to play you, and it makes an interesting contrast to the commercial release. The tap dancing you hear is, of course, that of Fred and Eleanor.
Thank you.
Begin the Magin as only Artie Shaw can play it, and as only Fred Astaire and Eleanor Powell can dance it. And the great recordings just keep on coming, as they say in the classics, but not until we get this commercial out of the way.
At 22 minutes past 7, this is Thanks for the Memory on Melbourne's own 3DB.
Announcing a big summer fun game for Sun readers, Casino Capers. $40,000 in prizes to be won. 4 great trips for 2 to the Aussie casino of your choice. Plus $20,000 in daily cash prizes. But you must have a game card to play. Then it's easy. Just tick off the numbers every day. Get your Casino Capers game card only in the Sun tomorrow. Don't miss out on the fun. Get tomorrow's Sun.
For quality photos at a not too expensive price, come to Chemmart. We'll give you 12 to 24 bigger glossy Kodak colour photos with a 24 exposure Kodak replacement film for the one low price of $13.99. That's right, only $13.99 for quality photos with the Kodak replacement film. Phone 429 3599 for the location of your nearest Chemmart chemist. That's 429 3599. See your Chemmart chemist for full details.
One bicentennial project is different from all the rest. It's called The 200 Greatest Stories Never Told. It's your chance to personally help make history. It'll be a project created by you, telling your story of our unsung heroes and heroines. If you or someone you know might be an unsung hero or heroine, write and tell us why in 250 to 500 words. If your nomination's accepted, you'll have given your hero or heroine a permanent place in history. Send your nominations to The 200 Greatest Stories Never Told, GPO Box 1628, Sydney 2001. The 200 Greatest Stories Never Told, GPO Box 1628, Sydney 2001. Entries close February the 27th, but we'd love to hear from you before that. If you want to know more, write to this same box number, GPO Box 1628, Sydney 2001. You could help make history.
This is Thanks for the Memory and your host, Bob Matchless.
And on Thanks for the Memory on Melbourne's own 3DB, we next have a Duke Ellington record and one of his most famous titles, Take the A-Train. In case you've ever wondered, that title was inspired by an addition to the New York subway system. It seems that when the city added a new branch that went to the Bronx, passengers had to remember that if they wanted to get to Harlem, they could no longer take just any train. Oh no, they had to take the A train.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and take the A train. On Melbourne's own 3DB, the time is 28 minutes past 7. Back in 1942, MGM was busy cranking out musicals to satisfy the booming war market. One of these films was called Ship Ahoy, and the main stars were Red Skelton and Eleanor Powell. The music for this epic was supplied by the Tommy Dorsey Band and their unbilled vocalist, the young Frank Sinatra. Here's how MGM promoted the movie over the radio.
Leo is on the air. This is your Hollywood radio reporter coming to you from the Little Theater at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, bringing you MGM's number one comedy star, Red Skelton, with Eleanor Powell, the Queen of Taps, and Tommy Dorsey in his orchestra, playing the hit tunes from the picture Ship Ahoy. A few short months ago, radio audiences had never heard of Red Skelton. Then, almost overnight, he became a modern, streamlined version of Horatio Alger. Bang, and, well, there was Red at the top of stardom's ladder. Here's something you probably didn't know. Red's talents are multiple. Oh, yes, he's more than just a comedian. He's a singer, too. Aided and abetted by Virginia O'Brien, that pretty girl of a deadpan and voice to match, Red comes up with Poor You. You're on, Mr. Dorsey.
Poor you. I'm sorry you're not me. For you will never know what loving you can be. Your charm, you never feel your warm, you're never in your arm. When it is you I'm kissing, I pity you constantly. You don't know what you're missing, for you're only kissing for me. Poor you. You'll live your whole life through, and yet you'll never know the thrill of loving you.
You're not me, for you will never know, you'll never know what loving you can be. Wow. Oh, miserable you. Ain't never gonna feel all right. Ain't never gonna feel all reef, all root. Root, you're never in your arms. Murder, Jack. When it is you I'm kissing, I'm inclined to pity you constantly, you dope. You don't know what you're missing, 'cause you're only poor me, poor you. Poor me, poor you. You lived your whole life through, and yet you never knew that Wednesday night is bank night. Poor you, poor me, poor us, poor we. Shoot the Cupid to me, stupid.
popular of Tommy Dorsey's Sentimental Gentleman is that fellow who gives out with the sentimental songs, Frank Sinatra. And here he is with Eleanor Powell, the Queen of Taps, and the Pied Pipers, and the tune, Moonlight Bay.
We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay. We could hear the darkies singing. You have stolen her heart. Now don't go away. As we sang the Jones Street song on Moonlight Bay,
voices hum crooning over Moonlight Bay. Banjos strum tuning while moonbeams.
Listening to Red Skelton and Eleanor Powell with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in a scene and a song or two from their picture, Ship Ahoy.
Whoops, and here I am caught in the act, Ship Ahoy from 1942. And that's how they promoted the movie on radio in 1942. Billie Holiday is acknowledged as one of the great jazz vocalists of all time. Billie had a pretty horrific upbringing, though, and you'd often hear the pain coming through in her voice. Here now is one of her earliest records, and the one that really got her career moving, What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Billy is backed here by the Teddy Wilson Orchestra.
Thank you.
very young Billie Holiday, telling us all about what a little moonlight can do. Freddie Martin had a whole string of orchestral hits back in the 1940s, including this record, Horace Staccato. Often Martin's records feature the distinctive piano sound of Jack Finer, but this one highlights the whistling style of one Gene Conklin. On Thanks for the Memory at 7:39, here's Freddie Martin and Horace Staccato. When you'd finish that one, wouldn't you? Well, at 7:42, you're listening to Thanks for the Memory, presented by yours truly, Bob Matchless. And that was Freddie Martin and his orchestra with the old favourite, Horace Staccato. Duke Ellington returns now for an encore performance, and naturally enough with another Ellington composition. This one dates back to 1938 and was originally written for one of the famous Cotton Club reviews. However, it was dropped from the show and only caught on when Ellington began playing it on his broadcasts. And then everyone recorded it. This is the original recording, though, as Ellington first conceived it. I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Thank you.
second Ellington track of the evening, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Wonderful music from a gifted musician on Melbourne's own 3DB. After this next break, I'll be back with one of Jerome Kern's most beautiful songs.
This is Thanks for the Memory, and it's 14 to 8. Our standard of living depends on keeping our industries healthy. Unless we can compete with overseas products and services, our industries will slow down and jobs will be lost. Many Australian businesses are becoming more competitive and learning to meet their customers' needs every time through TQC, Total Quality Control. Put TQC to work in your business. Write to Australia for Quality. Box 3600 GPO Sydney for details.
To brighten up your new year, some new artists from your new Australian label, BG Records. After the success of Aha, a new Danish band, Laban, caught by surprise. From the new rock musical Lennon comes Naomi Warne with her new song, Easy Love.
Plato's Records, Level 2, Peninsula Centre, Frankston.
Double 1579 to discover Bayplay.
This is Thanks for the Memory and Bob Matchless.
In the movie You Were Never Lovelier, Fred Astaire introduced a wonderful Jerome Kern song called Dearly Beloved, which went on to become a standard. Here's how Alvino Ray handled the number, with Bill Scallon taking the vocal on it.
Thank you.
beloved from Alvino Ray with his famous talking guitar, very much in evidence. Do you remember the Four King Sisters? They had a number of successful records.
Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. When you say you phone, you don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me.
Melbourne's own 3DB, the time is 22 minutes past six. And those, of course, were the Andrews Sisters, with the old song, Mean to Me, on an old Decca 78. You know, you remember those, don't you? The black and gold label with a picture of Beethoven at the top. Of course, I didn't know that it was Beethoven when I was a kid. In fact, I thought it was Bing Crosby, because all our Crosby records had that same picture on top as well. Well, yes, we were all kids once. Here's a man whose records are still as popular as ever, even though he's been gone more than 20 years, Nat King Cole. Here's Nat back in the mid-40s, when he was still a member of the King Cole Trio. Straighten up and fly right.
Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of driving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
The buzzer told the monkey, you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Thank you.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
The very distinctive sound of Nat King Cole with some very good advice from 1944. Straighten up at fly right. And that takes the time along on Thanks for the Memory to 6:26. We haven't heard much from Dean Martin in these programs, so let's redress that right now. Of course, Dino's big years as a vocalist were the 50s and 60s, but he did cut some records in the late 40s as well. And this is how he handles one of Crosby's big hits from the movie Here Comes the Groom, a great Johnny Mercer, Hoagy Carmichael hit in the cool...
Wants a barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a weenie baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or teepee, let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, you better save a chair. When the party's getting a glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell 'em I'll be there. Bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen soon? Sure, said the dinosaur. Where said the grizzly bear? Under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. You coming to the crackers over his sexy thighs. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell 'em I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick 'em on my hair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can find the right stock by 11 o'clock, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor or bass, you can tell 'em I'll be there. If I can climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, you can tell 'em I'll be there.
The young Dean Martin back in the days when he was still trying to sound like Bing Crosby. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening was written by Johnny Mercer and Hoagy Carmichael. And this next one was also written by Mercer, but this time in association with Harold Arlen. And it was another million seller for both of them, Blues in the Night. Mercer even sings in this version in a duet with a very young Joe Stafford.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son.
A woman will sweet talk and she'll give you the big eye. But with my sweet talking, son.
A woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues. In the night.
Now the rains are falling.
train a-callin' hooey.
My mama done told me,
hear that lonesome whistle blowin' across the trestle, hooey.
My mama done told me,
a-hooey to hooey.
Oh, clickety-clack, echoing back the blues in the night.
Evening breeze will start the trees to cry, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night,
take my word, the mockingbird will sing the sad kind of song.
He knows things are wrong, and he's right.
From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow.
I've been in some big towns, in big talk, but there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-faced,
a worrisome thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Don't let me give you fair warning.
Look out for those blues in the night. Johnny Mercer and Joe Stafford. Well, it's 6:33 on Thanks for the Memory. You should know by now that I'm a keen Judy Garland fan. Judy packed so much emotion into her voice, I just think she's fantastic. Here she throws everything into the old Gershwin song that brought Ethel Merman to fame back in 1930. I Got Rhythm.
I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? Anything more? I got daisies in green pastures.
who could ask for anything more? A young Judy Garland and I Got Rhythm. On Melbourne's own 3DB, the time is 6:36. Our next record is also by a female vocalist, but one I've hardly ever heard of. Her name is Nellie Lutcher, and my reference books tell me that she was born in 1915 and that she did her first professional singing in the early 1930s. However, she didn't get her first big break until 1947, when she was discovered by an artist we heard from earlier this evening, Nat King Cole. Nellie cut her first record back in 1948. The record we're about to hear in a moment, called Hurry On Down. Not a bad record to debut with, after all, because it was a million seller around the world. Nellie Lutcher, Hurry On Down.
Hurry on down to my house, baby. Anybody home but me? Hurry on down to my house, baby. I'm blue as I can be. I love you and you love me. Hurry through the alley so the neighbor can't see you. Hurry on down to my house, baby. Anybody home but me? Hurry on down to my house, baby. Ain't nobody home but me. Hurry on down, baby. I'm blue as I can be. Mama's gone for the whole long day. Think of it, honey, we have a long time to play. If you hurry on down, anybody home but me. Hurry, 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 anybody home but me. Hey! Oh, no, I'm blue as I can be. The cuckoo and the clock is going tick-tock, tick. Oh, come on, honey, quick, quick, quick. Hurry on down, baby, anybody home but me.
From Nellie Lutcher, a lady billed as the real Gone Gal, and you can understand why listening to that track. Back in the late 1940s in America, radio was beginning to suffer a bad attack of nerves from the growing threat of television, and with very good reason. However, the golden years of radio weren't quite over yet, and one of the ways the networks fought back was with giveaway shows. Jack Benny and Fred Allen did a send-up of these giveaways one night, and they managed to tie it back to the famous Benny Allen feud. Here's how the sketch develops.
That was just a short order of Who Do You Love, I Hope, played by Maestro Al Goodman and his 40 men who...
This is Studio 68.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute.
This glass booth is the control room.
Say, just a minute.
That little man with the mildew on him is the vice president.
Say, wait a minute. What is this?
This is a Radio City 60-cent tour. Okay, folks, let's get going. Hey, wait a minute. I got a stowaway here.
A stowaway in a tour?
Only 15 people paid. Now I got 16.
Who would be low enough to sneak into a tour to save 60 cents?
Here's the guy. Hey, you!
Who, me?
Jack Benny. Jack.
Come on,
Jack.
I'm going to get 60 cents out of your back.
Take your hand off my car. Put me down. Yes, guide. Put Mr. Benny down. I'll give you the 60 cents.
Wait a minute, Fred. Wait a minute. Put that money away.
But, Jack.
I've only seen half the tour.
Well, Jack.
Give him 30 cents.
Here you are, guide.
Thanks. Follow me, folks.
On your right is the water cooler.
Well, Fred, it was nice of you to pay that 30 cents.
Oh, it was nothing.
Nothing, he says. 30 cents.
Jack, how can you be so cheap?
All right, go ahead. Be like the other radio comedians. Tell some cheap jokes. Say I'm tighter than the skin on Sidney Greenstreet's hip. I squeeze a nickel so hard the E pluribus lamps over the unum. Tell them.
Well, Jack, I didn't...
Oh, start insulting me after I made a special trip up here just to say goodbye before I leave for Hollywood.
Well, Jack, I...
All of a sudden, I'm cheap. I won't even eat in the sun. My shadow might ask me for a bite.
Your shadow has teeth? Jack, now look. Jack, don't get excited. Look, if you're cheap, you're cheap.
That's the way I look at it. Some people save asparagus ends. It's a hobby. My hobby is not spending.
Well, Jack, if there ever was a time that you and I should not argue, this is the time.
What do you mean, this is the time?
Well, haven't you heard? A lot of the radio programs that have been on for many years have been canceled. They'll not be back on the air next fall.
Well, that's radio, Fred. It's dog eat dog. I always say, only the fit survive.
Oh, how true. By the way, you finished tonight, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Tonight was my last show of the season.
Did your sponsor mention anything about your program coming back in October?
Well, no, Fred, but we have a mutual understanding. You see, we always sort of take it for granted.
Oh.
The season ends, the sponsor shakes hands with me, and then we... Yikes!
Jack, what's wrong?
Tonight he didn't shake hands.
That's what happened to the street singer. At the end of the year, his sponsor used to wink. One year, he didn't wink. The street singer was back in the street.
But, Fred, why should my sponsor want to get rid of me? Well, I'm funnier than I was when I started, and I'm getting less money.
Really?
Some weeks, when he's short, I take tobacco. I hate to get these big laughs on your program.
Let's face it, Jack. Radio needs new blood. Who knows? We may be through.
I've been on radio 14 years. They can't throw me aside like an old shoe.
But, Jack...
14 years. And now, like an old shoe.
But, Jack, you with that and yipe. 14 years is a long time.
Fred, what has Ma Perkins got that I haven't got? Only longer commercials.
Well, Jack, you know how it is in radio. Today you're a star. Tomorrow Ralph Edwards is hitting you in the face with a pie.
Like an old shoe.
Well, cheer up, Jack. At least we have our memories. We've known each other for 30 years.
Yep. The first time I met you, Fred, I was just a kid in school. A diller, a dollar, a 10 o'clock scholar.
You were the only 10 o'clock scholar I ever saw with 5 o'clock shadow.
How I could use some of that fuzz today. I could use a good joke today, too.
The next time we met, we were in vaudeville, remember? You were doing a musical act.
Playing the violin. What a finish I had. When I played Glowworm, my violin lit up.
With those neon strings, it was beautiful.
Fred, remember my encore?
Encore?
Remember I'd put the violin bow in my teeth, bend the crab, and play Listen to the Mockingbird?
And as you bent the crab, two mockingbirds flew out of the back of your pants?
I stopped every show.
Except this one. Remember the closing...
This one stopped 5 minutes before I got on it.
Stopped with Cash Daly. Remember that week in Needles, Arizona, the closing act, Cohen's Camels?
The closing act.
Jack, how could you forget Cohen's Camels?
Cohen, I remember. My sponsor told me to forget that other word.
Those were the happy days. The next time I saw you, you were just going into radio.
Radio. I remember the morning Marconi called me up.
Marconi?
Marconi and Singing Sam had a little radio station in a doorway down on the east side. The antenna was a Western Union boy holding a wire.
Well, I guess
the jokes don't fit me.
No, they don't.
The antenna. When did I ever say antenna on my own show? Go ahead, Fred.
Well, it's all over, Jack. We've come to the end of the rainbow.
Like an old shoe.
Like, there it is again.
Been on 10 minutes already. I've only had it for an old shoe. Oh, I forgot antenna.
Yeah. We ought to get a boot out of that old shoe by now.
sorry I brought it back in again. Seems like only yesterday I ran into the May Company and said, Mary, stop demonstrating that Brillo. That's another word I don't know. It goes
We're
on top
to
of
work.
An antenna. A Brillo fits on an antenna. Cheer up, Jack. When you're retired, you can tune in on my program.
Your program? You mean you're not getting thrown out of radio, too?
Well, why should I?
Listen, if my program is old stuff, you with that broken-down Allen's Alley.
No, well, wait, I mean my new show.
New show?
People don't want entertainment today. A radio show has to give away things. Nylons, iceboxes, automobiles.
You mean to stay on the air, you have to give things away? Free?
Yes.
I'll die first.
Well, not me. I'm auditioning my new program tonight.
And you're giving things away?
Tons of stuff.
To strangers?
What's the difference who gets it?
Well, Fred, as long as I'm here in the studio...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Jack. Professional people cannot participate. It's a rule.
But don't you ever find people on these programs changing their names to get something for nothing?
Well, occasionally we do catch a phony, but we're on the air. What can we do?
Nothing. You have to give them the merchandise?
That's right.
Now, Mr. Allen, we're ready for your audition.
I'll run along, Fred. So long.
So long, Jack.
Giving away things for nothing.
Well, all right, Mr. Goodman. Let's try out my new show.
How would you like to be king for a day? And here he is, the man who will change one of you nobodies into king for a day, the old kingmaker himself, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. And good evening. Did all you folks in the audience like those $1,000 bills you found on your seats when you came in? Good. And if you want more, there'll be a big bag of money at the door. On your way out, help yourselves. But the stage is loaded with hundreds of presents for the first man to answer our jumbo jackpot question. He will be king for a day. And here is our first eager contestant. Good evening, sir. What is your name?
Myron Proudfoot.
Myron Proudfoot? You look like a chap I know.
I'm not interested in your friends. Start giving things away, brother.
What is your occupation, Mr. Proudfoot?
I'm a chaplain in a bakery.
What does a chaplain do in a bakery?
I put wings on angel cake.
How long have you been in the cake business, Mr. Proudfoot?
Long enough to know a crumb when I see one.
Now, don't get sarcastic, Mr. Proudleg.
The name is Proudfoot, and make with the question.
All right. Who was the sixth president of the United States?
John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams is correct, and Mr. Myron Proudfoot is king for a day. Folks, here he is, King Proudfoot. Well, Your Majesty, how do you feel?
Never mind how I feel. What do I get?
Well, first, for His Majesty from Schnook's Sport Nook, a genuine nose splash beaver board canoe paddle.
Here's... A canoe paddle? Oh, boy!
And with the compliments of Tiffany's, this chromium pitchfork.
A four-pronger, and it's all mine.
And from Hemingway's hardware store, 200 pounds of self-hardening putty for King Forday.
Just what I needed. Just what I needed.
This is just the beginning, King. King, you are over 35.
By 2 years.
Fine. Now, jumbo cotton, Uncle Jim, for His Majesty. He is over...
Effie, that yipe backwards.
And here, the piston rod from a genuine Baldwin locomotive for His Majesty the King. A small locomotive. And here, from Melody Lane Music Shop, this case of 2,000 soybean mandolin picks. These are the mandolins.
I just keep pinching myself to believe it.
Immediately after this program, Your Majesty will be guest of honor at a banquet at Hamburger Heaven. Tomorrow morning, through the courtesy of the sanitation department, you will be guest conductor on the 11-5 garbage run through the Bronx. At night, in your ermine robe, you will be whisked by bicycle to Orange, New Jersey, where you will be the judge in a chicken cleaning contest.
I'm king for a day!
And that's not all.
Therefore?
Yes, we are going to start right now to make you look like a king. Sam of Sam's Super Shoe Shine Stand is here to brush your shoes. All right, Sam.
Sam, what?
Watch out for the button.
Next, the president of the Busy Bee Hat Cleaners is here to block your hat. Take the king's hat, Mr. Bumble.
And change the newspaper in the hat band.
Your suit is a little baggy, King. Boys, take His Majesty's coat off.
Wait.
On our stage, we have a Hoffman pressing machine.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. An expert operating the Hoffman pressing machine will press your trousers.
Now, wait a minute.
I've been waiting to catch you like
Alan,
this.
Alan, you haven't seen the end of me.
It won't be long now.
I want my pants.
Now, if you don't know what day today is.
Today is the day to get out the tall grasses. The ice tea season is here. Time to enjoy ice tend to leave tea one of summer's main attractions. Yes, iced tea is raised to its ultimate best by the use of this richer blend. In fact, the iced tea season has played a big part in making Tenderleaf tea so famous for flavor. Flavor means more. It's more important through the summer months. So everybody sets out to get all the flavor going, and that leads straight to Tenderleaf tea for finer flavor and more ice. In spite of melting ice, the rich goodness of Tenderleaf tea persists. The last swallow of the grass is still delicious, still flavorful Tenderleaf tea.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
About the announcer on that end commercial. Obviously, the show was running way over time, so he had to squeeze a 60-second commercial into 30 seconds, and as you heard, he didn't quite make it. Well, it's 6:53 on Thanks for the Memory. Time for these wide words.
Dougie?
Yeah?
How would you describe a bloke who meant to put a two-way radio on his boat but didn't get around to it?
Well, since I happen to be in a boat without a two-way radio, and since, as of now, the boat also hasn't got a motor, I can think of a few choice words.
So you think I'm a bit silly for not putting a radio in?
Well, that's putting it mildly, Ted.
Stupid?
Still a bit mild.
Incredibly stupid?
That's close. Unbelievably stupid would be closer.
Okay, I feel unbelievably stupid.
Well, I feel cold. Now, have you got a blanket?
I thought you'd be sunny all day.
And I suppose you thought it'd be sunny all night, too.
When you go boating, be prepared for anything. Carry all the proper safety gear, and remember, a two-way marine radio is one of the best security blankets you can have.
If I could rephrase that, I think unbelievably stupid is still a tinge mild.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
This message was brought to you by the State Boating Council in the interest of safer boating.
This is Thanks for the Memory and your host, Bob Matchless.
Singer Patrice Munsel is better known for her operatic style of singing, but occasionally she lent her voice to a pop style record. This song, Bella Bimba, comes from the early 1950s and has a definite Italian flavour.
Don't ever cry, I'll tell you why. You can't see the sky with a tear in your eye. Be like the sun, smile just for fun, and sing like the laughter song. Look everywhere, love's in the air, dance to your life, never having a care. Look in your heart, and you will start to see.
country song.
Patrice Munsell and the bright Italian-style pop song Bella Bimba. It really seems to be ladies' night tonight. I didn't realise the bias I was building in when I selected the tracks for the show. But I don't think that you really mind, do you? Especially when our next artist is the sweetheart of the Forces herself, Vera Lynn, on an old red label Decca 78, which, like the black label Decca, also has Beethoven's picture on top. Now, I'm sure that I would never have imagined that Vera Lynn looked like that. Especially when she sings like this.
You can't be true, dear. There's nothing more to say. I trust that you, dear, hoping we'd find a way. Your kiss has
Yeah.